to the second hour of We the People Radio. You can find everything about the program, contact information for us, and in case you feel the need to send us happy emails or hate mail, I suppose. The hate mail seems to be the only stuff that ever gets written anymore, but you can find all that at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsor of this hour is Powerhouse Solar, and Powerhouse Solar can do pretty much any solar project you have in mind. Just get a hold of Bruce or Sue over there at Powerhouse Solar. Their phone number is 530-275-5600, or reach them on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Easy to work with. They've done big projects, small projects, government projects. They've done it all. So,
and they're locally owned and
been in business for a long time, like 20 years or some, 30 years. They're not going
2003.
Anywhere. 2003. Sorry. Okay, well, it was almost, hey, it felt like 30 years, okay?
I don't feel like I've done my job unless I caught Bill on something and threw him under the bus.
Yeah. Okay. I'm climbing out. Here we go.
Okay. So we're here with the Roberts family. We left Vern at home. Danielle wasn't there. And Nikki's without a microphone or headphones, so she's still in the cone of silence. But we have Michael and Karen on here. We're talking about the town hall that specifically happened in Redding, California on Wednesday. And it's very much like all the things you're seeing in the news. So if you live in another part of the country, it isn't that this is irrelevant to you, but you might be curious to know what's going on behind the scenes, because there are a lot of nice people who have opted not to go to the town halls for obvious reasons, and so they're not sure. Is what I'm hearing, is the news just magnifying it, or is this real? And then we have other issues. Security. Security is a big factor with these. And so when you wonder why your member of Congress isn't having a town hall every week in every little town, it's extremely expensive. It costs the taxpayers money to set these up, and it's no longer, hey, we're going to be at the city hall, you know, and 20 people show up and get to have a conversation with their congressman. You have to have all this security detail. So this last Wednesday was set up with Highway Patrol, but there was a wrinkle in that, because we're not happy in California if we don't wrinkle everything. And our caller, Jeff Nelson, he actually got to the bottom of what was happening in the security for the event, and had the good sense to give us a call and thought he'd give us a first-hand report. How's that?
There you go. How you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I just finished a little project where we do a food program for our veterans, and I just got home and hearing the program, so I thought I got a little side information that I think that people would find entertaining and interesting, maybe a little arousing. What happened, you know, we had the issues down in Fresno, where national news negative about Fresno and a town hall meeting, and then the next one, of course, Orville and the damn people, they were all upset, justified. And then they're coming up to Redding, and we didn't want to get national negative news, and so we wanted to make sure it was a controlled environment. We went to the police department, and Rob Peretti, the chief, and he's pretty stretched out. I can't afford to send that many people. And so we proceeded to, I'm a retired highway patrol, and I'm just on the fringes of this. I'm not a major mover, but aware of what's going on. And they said, okay, we can give you a hand, and we can help. And then the governor heard about it, and he, I'm not sure if he made it a statewide or just a Redding issue, but the Redding CHP was told to stand down. You can only provide security or protection for state elected officials, not federal elected officials. Of course, Brown and federal are kind of sideways with each other. And so that kind of set our apple cart upside down. So we went back to the chief, and he said, okay, I'll give you a couple of officers. And then we have a thing called mutual aid. This is a federal deal where fire departments or police departments, when they get overwhelmed, they can call out for what they call mutual aid, and all the allied agencies can come to the rescue, so to speak. So they declared the mutual aid, which allowed the CHP to come to the aid of the Redding PD. And so we had, I don't know the number, I'd say probably 10 CHP officers in their dress finest uniforms, stationed down, and which I'm sure was a deterrent to some of the radicals. And I was there and watched the whole thing, and somewhat disappointed in the the crowd,
the behavior,
the respect. And
not a good representation of our community by any means.
I know it isn't. It's just it's the few troublemakers. But they were there, and they tried to do their thing. And I think we held them in bay a little bit, enough that we never got national attention on the media. The job got done. I thought most of the questions that people were asking, they were obviously not well-informed. So if you're going to do something and speak in public, you should know what you're talking about. But anyway, it's kind of proud of the way our local law enforcement came in and in a roundabout way got the deal handled.
And, yeah, they did a really good job.
Support to, you know, being respectful. That's all what it's all about. So
yeah,
it's got to be. It's got to be safe.
To see how Brown tried to curtail it, and there's more than one way to skin a cat, I guess they say, huh?
Thanks a lot, Jeff. I'm glad you brought that up. That was a really important point.
Yeah, I thought it would be entertaining and educational. So a lot of people were not there and didn't see what's going on, and they don't.
Well, and it's the part that people don't think of. I was telling these guys on the break that in Nevada County, I'm not sure what the final charge was, but the initial estimate was for just for the fire marshal to use the fairgrounds in Nevada County. They wanted $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just to count the number of people coming in. It's like, oh, okay. You know, you had to zip tie all the chairs together and pay the fire marshal and rent the building. And, you know, people want to know why there aren't more town halls. Well, you really don't want more town halls because it's super expensive for you.
And, Jeff, if it's any consolation to you, of the three town halls, Grass Valley, Oroville, and Redding was the best behaved. As appalling as it seemed, I think if people didn't go to one of the other town halls,
it was really bad.
Yeah, they looked at it, and I had people comment that it was just horrible and it was awful the way people acted, and it was, but it was probably the most, I don't know.
It was, Grass Valley actually never got out of hand.
It didn't get out of hand, but
just the shouting,
and trying to shut down the meeting, and Oroville was completely out of hand. But Redding, as bad as it may have looked, it was the best, and I think that's probably why it didn't get national attention. It wasn't as loud, and it wasn't as unruly as the other meetings were.
No bad news sells.
So good job there.
Thanks.
If you have a couple of minutes, I got a personal side that I was personally involved at the event. If you got another minute, is that all right?
Sure.
Okay, I showed up, and I'm not anything official. I'm a citizen, and they had me sitting in the back, and I was dressed pretty much all in kind of a black outfit. It just accidentally happened that way. And by the way, I just gotten out of the hospital for another issue, but. And I know some of the patrolmen. We had a couple of lieutenants there. Anyway, there was one guy started to get out of hand all the way in the back. And he was being obnoxious and bothering the people around him. So I got up and walked down, and I just stood there with my look. And when he spotted me, he just settled right back down. And
the dad look.
Got back out of...
the retired highway patrolman veteran look.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought, oh, man, I must be pretty awesome. Boy, that guy just shut right down and got back in line and behaved himself. And I thought, that was pretty cool. And I turned around, and there was a two highway patrol lieutenants standing behind me.
Dang.
So you were all that and the chip. So.
Yeah, I realize I'm not that bad.
That's funny. Good story, Jeff. Well, listen, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
And we think you're bad. So, that counts for something.
Have a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
And for those of you who don't know, Jeff is very active in the community. He does a lot of veterans work.
He's with the Patriot Guard Riders.
Patriot Guard Riders. But you'll see him at a lot of events, community events around town. So keep up the good work, Jeff.
All those people make events like that happen without unnecessary drama.
Yep.
Should we take a quick break, Bob? Look at that. We're going to get back on track. Second hour, we're going to be on track. Okay, we're not really, it never happens that way, but take the win where we can get it.
God, you just lied
you?
Again.
Oh, you didn't say it loud enough. I didn't.
Liar!
Yeah, there you go. Now I feel like I'm back at home. We'll be right back.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
She's supposed to be yelling liar in the back of the room somewhere. And then there's church. Yeah. Okay. So we're at church today. And somebody, like, walks down the aisle, and the guy's handing me a note. I used to really get notes in church, right? And it was this little scrap of paper, and he wrote on there, I said a prayer for Congressman LaMalfa today, and it was like, God, wow. I love ya. What a great guy. I'm like, humanity is so awesome.
What a weirdo.
And then I'm on my way. Good job, Contrary Bill.
Yeah.
And so then we're on our way out the door, and I'm like, that guy looks for... Oh, my gosh. That was the horrible man in the back who screamed through the whole town hall.
Not the one who gave you the note.
Not the one who gave me the note, but the other one. I was like, just when I... Yeah, anyway... So I contemplated running him over, and I wasn't even out of sight of the little tower, you know,
yeah,
the bells.
Everything she learned in church today was gone before
I was
she got across
stone's
the street.
Throw, and it was all
I reminded her
down
of that.
The drain.
I was still pretty holy. I didn't really say any bad stuff.
Because you didn't see the guy in the back of the room.
Well, that's
why. That's
true. That's true.
No, so, yeah, he stood back there and screamed and felt good about it. But the other guy prayed for him. So I thought, all right. 50-50. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, you were provoked.
I was.
Yeah.
So we got the headphones on Nikki and forced her to sit in front of a microphone now. I know. They're the strangle you headphones.
Horrifying.
Do you like that?
Oh, yeah.
They're so twirled around, you got to, like, take them off and, like, swing
them
around.
If it's any consolation to you, it was 2 years before I would get in front of the mic. Almost 2 years.
My co-host was Elizabeth
They were always trying
Woodward.
To get me in front of the microphone.
And
there's
so Bill,
no
Bill
way.
Would sit out there, and he would, like, bring his coffee, but he wouldn't come, like, actually in the room.
No way.
Until, like, one time she was sick. I'm like, you have to come in. He's like, I'm not coming in.
I can't come
then
in.
Then she moved to Utah. I'm like, now you have to come in.
But I think my first day I was, hi.
I know.
I'm Bill.
It's like, it was bad.
Silent Bill.
Silent Bill. Good old mysterious Bill.
Yeah.
So, all right, so what else did we miss? You mentioned something kind of a while ago. Something we skipped.
We were talking a little bit about the crime issue and kind of how they're oblivious to the crime.
Yeah.
I was kind of going back to that. I am one of the admins on the Reading Crime 2.0 page.
Yeah, what is that? So it's a Facebook page?
It's a Facebook page on...
On
the...
And it's called Reading Crime 2.0?
Reading Crime 2.0.
Need to get out more.
And a lot of people post crimes throughout the city.
Not like stuff they saw on TV, but like things that were in their real neighborhood and
like
things
like
that. It's
not like how to improve crime. This isn't like improving crime. This is like...
What?
Like how to be a better bank robber?
Yeah.
Not that 2.0? Kind of improving crime?
Yeah, no, not that.
We try and identify people.
How to get a faster getaway car.
Yeah. Oh, there's tons of cars on there to...
Well, you
Who's
had...
Who's this? Who's this? You know, this car...
So I guess before we gloss over it, though, you had your own thing with...
I did.
Your brush with crime.
Yes, I was I want to say I'm a lucky man to be alive. I got ran over by a motor vehicle.
You were... Were you? What were you doing? Because I tried to tell Bill the story, and it's like, darn it, I, like, forgot how this worked.
Well, there was a gentleman in county who has been through the jail process before he ever
Before you ever met him?
Before I ever met him.
Yeah.
And numerous cars. I believe he'd been pulled over 5 to 7 times.
And he was he in an Assembly Bill 109 release?
I don't know if he was that. I know he did have several bench warrants out.
Right.
And he'd no license, no insurance, reckless driving. He'd been pulled over for everything throughout the city. Before he ran me over, he was pulled over for no license, no insurance, speeding, a gamut of other things, reckless driving.
All-around good citizen.
Yep, all-around good citizen. Pulled over an hour before he ran me over. He was issued a ticket. They let him go. And then an hour later, I was at my parents' house helping them move alfalfa. Had a truck come through, threw gravel all over their CTS, which ended up totaling out their Cadillac. My mom yelled at him, hey, you need to get off our property. And they live on the backside of Gold Hills. And he left, and then a couple minutes later, he'd come back, spun out in their driveway again. And anyways, so I jumped in my Honda, went out to the corner of our road and told them, hey, you know, this is our property. There's tons of places in the community. If you want to go four-wheeling, go out to the lake, Shasta Lake,
sure,
go out to Whiskey Town, just stay off our personal property. He flipped me off, told me he'd go wherever he wanted to go, and ran me over. Front of the truck hit my leg, broke my femur.
Holy cow.
I grabbed onto the vehicle. I don't know why, how, but I did hold on to the truck as I thought I was going underneath it. And I remember pleading with the guy, hey, stop, stop. You know, you're going to kill me. We got up to, I saw 70 miles an hour on the speedometer as I'm hanging on to the door.
Holy
sliding
cow.
Sideways.
You were on the pavement?
No, I'm hanging on the outside of a door.
And on a gravel road.
On a gravel road. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, I was pleading with them, hey, stop, you're going to kill me. You know, I'm the fear of my life. So he kept going, going faster. He started swerving back and forth. At that point, he started punching me in the face. I was covering my face up, and then he started elbowing me, at which point we slammed into an oak tree. He sideswiped an oak tree, and I hit an oak tree with my face. Rolled up underneath the vehicle, and he took off, being the good Samaritan he is. They make a long story short, I want to thank the Sheriff's Department. They did a great job investigating, and thankfully one of the sheriffs out there spotted a fence in one of his Facebook pictures, recognized a guy, noticed they had pulled these guys over numerous other times. They noticed, then they got...
How old is the guy?
He is 19, was 19. Since that happened, he's committed a handful of more issues within the community. I believe...
Seven more felonies?
I believe, yeah. He's constantly in the court system.
Was he prosecuted for what he did with you?
He did. He pleaded guilty to a assault with a deadly weapon. He got a felony, and I'm like, good, don't have to deal with this guy, because after he ran me over, he was driving by my house, his mom stopping in front of my house. Speak of which, his mom actually got in a car wreck in front of my house because she was driving.
She was busy rubbernecking or being a weirdo?
Yeah. And
she has no license. That's super.
Just
an all-around good family,
huh? Yeah. Dad has a criminal history that's a mile long. Literally, I meant it's...
Did he serve any time for your incident?
Okay, wait for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here you go.
So the judge is like, was upset because he wore his pants sagging into the courtroom, just no respect whatsoever, didn't care. And he said, there's really nothing you can do to me. And the judge is like, oh, yeah, I can. 7-year sentence. He was out in 48 hours.
That was it?
That was it. He got 48 hours. Since then, he has been busted for drugs in his house, swung at a CHP officer, from what I'm told, loaded shotgun in a vehicle.
Endangering a child.
Endangering a child. I mean, the list goes on and on. But because of this AB 109, 47, and all this,
there's no place for him.
The jails are full, so he keeps getting out he comes.
All the people in jail are worse than that. So we're letting those are the fish we let go.
Those are fantastic. Those are the good ones. The nonviolent ones.
Definitely don't need any more prisons.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. So this is like an advertisement for prison, actually.
And he's still driving. He's got numerous red light tickets. Cypress, he'll run the red light tickets because why stop? You don't have a license. His license was taken away.
For life.
Oh, forever?
But that don't matter. That don't stop him from driving.
Yeah, sure.
Because before
What does he drive just so we can all watch if we live here in the local area?
Whatever he can steal.
Realistically, he has a new vehicle all the time.
Really?
They don't know where he gets his money from because he doesn't work.
That won't be hard to figure out.
I think Nikki knows.
The loaded shotgun
starts
and the drug
ends with S.
Hinder into that.
So was this a factor in you getting involved with the 2.0 project?
It did kind of persuade me into that because it kind of opened my eyes up a little bit of, wow, we really do have a crime issue here.
Mm-hmm.
I met some good people along the way. Besides Reading Crime 2.0, I started a group called Shasta Support Service along with a gentleman named David Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Dale Ball. Sorry, Dale. Get a little bit nervous on the radio, you know, talking.
See, it's not just me. Yeah. It's frightening
Maybe
in here.
Be quiet.
See, forget about the machinery in front of your mouth, see, and just, like, focus on it.
The earphones and all
the
computers.
You always talk to people with earphones on, right?
Yes, yeah. So, Dale Ball, great guy. We actually ended up in an argument over the transients and the garbage that's hypodermic needles going down the waterways. There's a shopping cart in the waterway.
Oh, that sent Bill into orbit.
Oh, yeah.
The shopping cart thing.
Oh, yes.
quicker way to get
Bill. I've always said that'd be a great business for somebody to go around and collect shopping carts and get $5 a cart and give back to the stores. They're everywhere.
Oh, he says the same thing.
I've said the same thing.
It's brewing again. The shopping cart madness.
We're going to talk.
It's on Bill.
And there's a company that's profitable enough for them to come up from Sacramento. They now have the contracts, and they're from Sacramento. And so
to come fetch the shopping cart?
Fetch the shopping cart.
Get out.
And they,
Bill,
it,
they
it
stole
is
your idea.
But,
I'll sue them.
But there's still enough. If someone was local that started a business, that would be a great business.
Yeah.
I'm in the front.
Yeah, push that button, Bob, that takes that 7 seconds.
Dumb button.
Feel it.
Yeah. So I started that and kind of became active in Reading Crime.
Mm-hmm.
And started my group, Shasta Support Service, not my group, the group, Shasta Support Service. Because I was injured, I was away a lot. Metal rods in my legs. I've had I lose count of how many surgeries, but I believe I had 5 nose surgeries alone, putting my face back together. I told them to make
it all looks fine.
I tried to make them look pretty, but
this is the part we say you have a great face for radio.
Other than the 2 bolts coming out of your neck, you look perfect.
Yeah.
He squeaks a little when he turns his head, but other than that. Wow. So you guys have been cleaning up all these transient camps and all that. We've got some, we better take a really quick break, but we've got some numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, you have the stats on that?
Yeah, we got some.
I think people will be blown away. I got a sneak preview. Bill hasn't heard them yet, so we'll have one surprised listener. We'll be right back. We're chatting with Michael Roberts. And say hi, Nikki.
Hi. Nikki.
Oh, my gosh. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We'll be right back. We're looking at the injury pictures. What was that? That's a broken what?
Femur.
Femur.
That's the big one, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you die when you break your femur?
That makes a noise when it snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that a, yeah, like a...
Some people throw a blood clot.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big...
I think you got to print those up. You can go down to the county and get a good deal on free printing, I understand. They'll print them up for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hand them out at the next event.
Hand them out at the next event, yeah. Yeah. County, that's one of the services they provide now. Free signs.
We have no limits to how many times we're going to be bringing that up.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's going to be some stuff said about that.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there right now. That we learned on the break that that the person who was, one of the people who was handing out the signs is a public health nurse at the county, an RN at the county. So what were they doing out at 3 o'clock? Huh. I hope they took vacation time. Yeah, yeah, that would be important. Okay.
Well, it could have been a day off.
So,
you don't know.
Yeah. You know. Or not. So
yeah,
anybody in the county that's looking to ferret out who is doing the printing, you might check the copier at public health. Potentially.
Might be low on ink.
Yeah, potentially low on
yeah,
ink.
Yeah, colored paper.
Somebody's in there trying
check
to roll
the,
back the odometer.
Check the green and red paper file, see if it's almost empty.
No kidding. Yeah. So, all right, now this is like a, this is kind of like the careening car thing. Okay, now we're going to swerve back. All right, so cleaning up all these homeless camps, you know, people are like, oh, you know, it doesn't do anything and it's not that big a deal. It's a really big deal.
It's huge.
In a community.
It's a huge. We picked up 54 tons of trash.
What is 54 tons? I mean, like, what?
It is.
It's like the size of a house? I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, maybe even bigger than a
house.
Like,
if you rip the lid off of like a 1,400 square foot house, could you fill it with that?
Oh, easy. Yeah, yeah.
Bigger?
Bigger. I'd say maybe even three homes.
What?
Maybe three homes.
Mm-hmm.
Full of needles, wet clothes. Clothes are probably sleeping bags, tents.
That are going out.
Yep.
At taxpayer expense, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people donate it too.
Right.
Goodwills and churches.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They think they're helping. Well, the problem is they wear them once, or they walk through the water.
Why wash them? Just take them off.
And they take them off, throw them there, throw them alongside the waterway, the creek.
Think of that.
And not to be gross on the air, but they...
We can be gross on the air. We just can't say swears.
Okay. They defecate in them.
Oh.
And,
we can say poop.
Okay, yep. Poop. Yeah,
yeah,
they poop and, you know, and use... You know,
the clothes.
Nice.
Well, there was a video on Facebook I saw last week.
Not in the
I think
pooping.
It was from your group. Somebody in your group posted kind of a walkthrough on one of these camps. It was unbelievable, and it also included syringes laying on the ground. Now, this is on public ground where kids could be out
riding
their bikes or doing whatever. And here we have needles laying there on the ground. It is a huge problem, and it's got to be addressed.
So yeah. Who cleans it up if you guys don't do it?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
The county and the city won't do it. They don't have the money.
Right. There is Mr. Brennan, but his hands are full.
What does he do?
He works in accordance with the police department to pick up the city's property, but he is so overworked that it's...
Well, a lot of this is on private property, too.
And it is.
Which is a whole other set of problems.
And that's a whole other set where they send the landowners basically a bill, says you need to clean this up by this date or we're going to have someone do it and bill you for it.
So is this someone who maybe just doesn't live in that house or something? I mean,
out of the area,
aren't they noticing?
Yeah.
Out of the
older people.
Older people don't go out, check their property if they have
multiple acres or something like that. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, I know one of the big cases, I think it was last year, the owner of the property of one of these camps lived in San Francisco, and it was, you know, they never came up. It was just undeveloped ground that had been pretty much taken over by a homeless camp, and they didn't have the money to clean it up. These were older people that lived down there, and they had no idea this was going on. It's not their fault, but because it's their property, it's their responsibility. So,
Somebody's got to
clean
it
up, and it's a huge issue. Not even mentioning the fact of the pollution and the
there's a lot of it by creeks,
the waterways,
all in the waterways, which is, and I don't know how they get away with it. Like defecating in the creeks and waterways because, you know, you have a cow that steps in a creek or poops in a creek and someone's going to jail.
Oh, you got fishing game all over you.
Fishing game. You got fish, water equality, fish, wildlife.
Noah.
And you know, my sister does forestry.
Yeah.
And so,
oh, yeah. God forbid you get dirt.
Dirt. Yeah. Oh, sediment. So,
yes.
You know, any, you know.
Right.
Heaven forbid. And then, you know.
So then you've gathered up, like, 3 full house loads of, I mean, literally, I'm just picturing these houses going down the road just like brimming with trash.
Yeah.
So who pays to dump those? Does the city let you at least dump those at no charge?
No. No. That has been where the volunteers of our group have, it's come out of their own pocket.
It's not cheap either.
It's not. And, you know, it's, you know, 30, 40, 50 bucks, you know, truck and trailer load.
Mm-hmm. So not only the time, so you got to go out there and expose yourself to use hypodermic needles and all sorts of other stuff and poop and all, you know, I mean, the whole gamut of it. So then you load it all up in your own, you know, your own trailer, your own truck, and now you got to pay to dump it too.
And we pay to dump it. And then we've asked the city to do maybe once a year or maybe twice a year. I lived in Sacramento and they'd have free dump days.
Right.
You know, so maybe we could.
But why don't they give you guys like a little secret pass or, you know what I mean?
Well, they.
You're doing a community service.
We got a couple vouchers. They did that for.
The very beginning.
Very beginning, which covered it, but they said they had no way to expense it and they couldn't give certain groups.
God knows accounting can be a complicated place.
Oh, yeah.
You
could
copy paper.
Yeah.
But you could print, anti-Trump side.
Yeah, you can print anti-Trump side. But
you need to get a hold of somebody over at Public Health.
We've been down that road.
Printing, sorry.
Oh yes, yeah. We. Need
I was
to
still
do.
Capping on the printing.
Yeah, and we've been to. I've been to the board supervisor. Has been to, and there's some great people on the board supervisor. Les Baugh, who actually comes out with the group and helps as well. And we go to City Council, Reading City Council all the time. Kind of falls on deaf ears. And I says, you know, this is hurting our tourists. You know. Fishermen don't want to come up and see a guy, excuse my language, but pooping on the side of the waterway where he's fishing. And
well, not only that, there's needles all down in the river. One washed up on the far side of the Sundial Bridge after the flooding went down. There's like a pile of leaves and debris and a needle right there in it, you know, right where everybody
kids
goes down
and,
to the water.
And so, so it's dangerous.
Yeah, that's
so
creepy and dangerous.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so when you see the folks on the corner with the signs, and I can already hear people saying, oh, well, we had jobs, they're an unfortunate situation.
They're probably out there waiting for us now.
Oh,
they're probably picketing out front.
I get it online all the time. You know, these people don't have the opportunity. I feel for them, too, okay? But there are programs out there that they choose not to use because there are restrictions. You can't be on drugs.
Yep.
You know, there's certain hours that you can be there and not be there. They don't want those restrictions.
Nope, they'd rather be out on the streets doing drugs.
That's right. But the signs all say hungry, you know.
Yeah, giving
food.
Cash
they
out the window of your car is just the.
Yeah, try handing them a hamburger. They don't want a hamburger. They want money.
Yeah.
And you give them clothes. The clothes end up down in a gulch someplace where you got to pay to have them hauled off. I mean, it's a bad deal.
It is.
And
so if somebody wanted to help you guys, how, because I can kind of hear them in the back of my head.
Yep.
Bill hears the angry people. I hear the other ones that are.
And the good way to help is the mission. The mission used to have a bad rap, and they've turned it around recently. They've been working with the police department as well. But they have so many people that are actually stepping up and getting people educated. They're getting them trained up. They help them find jobs, get off the drugs, and they're not to be an advocate for the mission,
right.
Per se, but they're doing a wonderful job cleaning up the people. I know Nikki actually... was going to Marinella School and helped over there at the mission. She gave, it's called the Haircut for the Homeless.
Yeah, we did. We went over there and gave the homeless people haircuts for one afternoon.
Cool.
And cleaned them up, and that way they can go out and find jobs and
sure.
be good citizens. And when you give them money, it's just you know,
it just prolongs the downward spiral.
They go to the unsafe way on Pine Street. They go buy drugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They go to the park. They use them, and then they walk through the neighborhoods at night, going through people's trash cans, and it's not helping them.
No.
Give to one of the groups that's doing something, like the mission. I choose the mission just because I see.
No, they have done a great job.
They've really
changed their game.
And
over
there are people who will say, "Well, you know, the mission enables the homeless, and that's why we have so many."
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, doing nothing isn't really one of the choices. I mean, mm-hmm. to say, "Well, you can't be here, you can't be there, and you can't be anywhere."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no out.
Yeah.
But so if somebody wanted to donate, I was thinking specifically like the dumping fees and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody had, you know, $20. Hey, you know, I'd like to help those guys. How would they do that?
Through our Facebook page. We would appreciate anything like that.
Okay. And is that the Reading 2.0 or something different?
That's actually Shasta Support Service.
Okay. I need to put a link on here for that. Because there's nothing more annoying than you're driving in the car and listening to the radio, and you get home 2 hours later, you're like, what did they say that was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I will put that on there. We'll make sure.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Shasta
yeah.
Support Services.
And there's, actually, speak of crime, there's a copycat group that's trying to take the good service that we're doing.
Nice.
And trying to...
They duplicated the page.
They duplicated our page. So.
Really?
Oh, with a capital S at the end, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that it? Because I just saw it. Mm-hmm. I see that.
And what are they doing with the money? Are they just...
They actually don't do anything. They're not with
They're not affiliated.
They're not affiliated. We don't know who it is. We are pursuing that.
It's Shasta Support Services, all lowercase, and the S at the end is capital.
Yeah.
That's the fake one.
That's the copycat.
So yours has a bunch of people in bright yellow.
Special place in hell for those folks. I mean, that's horrible.
Your guys are all the folks in your picture are all wearing green aprons and bright yellow long sleeve shirts.
Yep, that's us.
Okay, so that's the good. That's the good one.
We wear bright yellow, so we're seen out there.
Nice.
And actually, the video you were talking about, there's a gentleman by the name of Robert in our group that posted that video, and that is a great video to see. To kind of open up your eyes.
Oh, it did. I was. And it's not that I hadn't seen stuff like that before, but
it's down the street from your house.
But it's not that far,
from
town, and to be walking along a trail and look down and see hypodermic needles laying there, and what was really amazing is it looked like that was a totally abandoned site. So I guess when it gets so bad, they can't even live there. They just move on and
go to the next place.
Trash another place.
And that's exactly what they do. They go, we clean it up, and then they move back. But
right.
And people are like, well, you know, why do you do that? And I'm like, well, you can't just give up. You can't give up on the community. You got to.
Right.
Eventually, at some point, you know, we're trying to educate them. Hey.
Yeah.
There's a better way.
Yeah, we've all seen Thunderdome. We just don't want to live there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Border town.
That's where we're headed. Yeah. We're headed to Border town.
So,
we have to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. Michael, you're doing good.
Yeah, thank you.
But were you involved in this before you got clobbered by the criminal?
No, it was right after
the criminal
that.
Did one good thing in a really weird way.
It did.
Yeah,
I had a lot of free time on my hand when I was unable to work. Yeah.
I'm sure.
He's going Wyatt Earp on him.
Yeah.
Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Times are hard. You're afraid to pay the fee. So you find yourself somebody who can do the job. Your man is out of town. That's the time you get me running, and you know I'll be around. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah, I don't want to do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. How am I gonna get through? How am I gonna get through?
At night the people come and go. They talk too fast and walk too slow. Chasing time from hour to hour. I pour the drinks and crush the flowers. What have I done to deserve this? What have I?
going to have to rename the show. We're going to have to call it Bad Behavior Sunday. Because really, that's kind of like what we talked about, was bad behavior. Yeah, we'll have to, because I think, what did I call it today? I was conservative activism and liberal mania. That was a good starting point.
Yeah.
Equals bad behavior, I guess.
Yeah, that's where it all ends up.
Oh, my gosh. So, do you want to tell the story of your kitchen? At like 6 minutes. It's a short story.
So how I ended up in Redding, moved here from Elk Grove, and
that was slowly turning into Stockton.
Yes,
my brother lived there too.
And I left at a good time, so I moved here, bought a house in the Garden Tract. Realtor told me everyone wants to live in the Garden Tract.
Sight unseen, he bought it sight unseen.
Because it has garden in the name. It's like New Jersey, the Garden State.
Yeah. He said it's close to shopping, it's close to everything, you want to be there, great resale. This bought it sight unseen, paid cash for the house.
Wow.
And moved here. So, and I knew I was gutting a house, going to rebuild it anyways, but I was looking for more location, was what I was looking for. So I gutted the house, rebuilt it. After I got it rebuilt, I had this peach that decided to vacate my house. And I guess when I bought it, he left, and then he came back.
He was lurking in there before you were...
I bought it. And so...
You came in and remodeled it and messed up his whole deal.
I did. And he came in.
Where's
and
my squatter's palace?
I was in Sacramento at a corporate meeting for work, and... my ADT alarm went off, and they notified me that someone was in my house. And I told them it was my birthday, and not to worry about it. And I figured someone...
These were like the olden days. Now, none of this would happen now, right?
Correct. I figured we were going to have some friends over, and they were going to do a surprise birthday party is what I was thinking.
That's fantastic. What a great idea.
I was
what a nice boy you were, Michael.
I was optimistic about it. And anyways, we got talking. The ADT guy was wishing me a happy birthday. And before he left, he asked my password, and then he's like, well, what? I asked him what door
opened. Do your friends usually, trash your house?
I
didn't know the camera.
I just noticed the door opened. And so I asked him what door it opened. Oh. And he's like, your rear French doors. Well, at that point, I panicked. I'm like, get the police there now. And I was on my way home. And by the time I got there, he was already in handcuffs. And guy was, he redecorated my house, put chains in my washer, dryer, my freezer, tipped over my oven.
Tipped over your oven?
Tipped over my oven. He lit candles all around
the carpet.
He's
like a strong bad guy.
He's wild. They had to hold his head up in the mugshot because he couldn't hold his own head up.
But he could tip over a washing machine?
He was a doozy. Oh. So the police show up, RPD, and and he tells the police, I live here. It's my house.
I was going to say, he listed your address as his own.
And he slammed the door on the cop's face. And he's all, it's my house. Leave me alone. And the cop's like, okay. So the cops call me as I'm on the freeway flying.
They're like, hey, sir, are you inside your house? Are you drugs? Do you look like a maniac?
Are you sure you live here?
Yeah. And they asked, they're like, are you home? And I'm like, no, I'm on the freeway. And they're like, okay, well, the person inside said that they live there. And I'm like, trust me, I'm not there. And anyways, he peed in my kitchen, peed up all over my cabinets.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Put some mud. He was bouncing on my bed and weird stuff. Broke my jacuzzi bathtub. And
how do you do that?
He had chains that he'd stolen.
Padlock?
He had padlocks and chains, and he'd stolen stuff from a lot of the neighborhood places.
Oh, no, 2 minutes.
Okay, and so he's... stole stuff from the neighborhood places and
brought them all over to your house.
Brought them to my house. And then, anyways, he wouldn't come out. So the police finally were begging him, hey, get out. He said a couple of explicitives to them. And he basically hunkered down. Well, they threw tear gas in, I guess.
Oh,
and
your house turned into a war zone after that?
And I didn't see that portion of it. Then they let the dogs in.
Ooh.
After that, they went in with batons, and so I had...
What shampoo?
I had some blood. Besides the urine, I had blood a little bit all over, but he was fighting pretty good.
It's amazing when you let a whole pack of dogs in your house, but they weren't the ones that peed. That's kind of confusing.
Yeah. So that was my first couple months into the community.
Welcome to Reading.
Yeah.
And then you get dragged by a car and wind up in the hospital. Wow.
And actually, a news cafe is a local newspaper in town. Did a great article on that. Guy's name was Nicholas Peternick, and he's broken into a lot of homes, and he was too incompetent to stand trial. So
he's coming to a home near someone else's.
You may never know.
He never came back.
Isn't he like locked up in insane asylum or something?
I heard that.
We really need to get those back on operation.
Yeah, I've seen him walking on the streets. You never know where he's going to show up.
Well, it just goes to show, folks, it's alive and well out there.
And all you people who were bad behaviors at the town hall, see, there were some teachers from where? Teachers from Mountain Gate.
Mountain Gate.
Teachers from Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some principals there.
Yeah, so people recognized all of you and your screaming and yelling and craziness, so... And Karen's sister's getting a new dental hygienist, so... your behavior has consequences.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thanks, you guys, for coming on in. Yeah, thanks for all your good work.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Please support the effort. If you live in Shasta County, the Shasta Support Service without the capital S on the end.
Yes.
Find them on Facebook, and I've got the link on the page for you.
Yeah.
We'll have the commercial links up shortly, and that is all. You've been listening to We the People Radio. Find us online, wethepeopleradio.us.